fact, I think I'll get you a different perspective and point of view. We are joined right now by a good friend of the program. He is a 9-year NFL cornerman, 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Colts. He was a first-team all-conference player at UConn. He was the 41st pick overall in the 09 NFL Draft. He is the creator and host of the Everything DB Show, which is on YouTube, co-host of the Man to Man Pod. He is Darius Butler. Darius, what's up? How are you?
What's up, Jim? Thanks for having me back on.
My man, always good to have you on. Appreciate you. So where to start? Why don't we start with the Cowboys? Let me start with the quarterback. What did you think, Darius, of Dak Prescott in the way he played in what was considered a legacy game? And then on top of that, what do you make of his legacy drive or drives at the end of the game?
Man, it was horrible. It was bad. I wouldn't say overall he played horrible, but turning the ball over, you obviously can't turn the ball over. Especially in the playoffs, and that's been a common theme for Dak, you know, this season. And you look at Dak and you say, okay, this is a good quarterback, way too inconsistent, especially when your defense showed up the way that it did against that tough 49ers team. And up until this point, the 49ers, watching the film, it almost looked like they were playing against scout teams on defense. You know, no disrespect to the teams that they were playing against, but the things that they were dialing up, it just looked perfectly executed. And the Cowboys kind of threw a wrench in that. So for the offense to come out, for Dak to come out and play like he did, not taking care of the ball, being careless with it, and then complete mishaps at the end of the game once again against the 49ers, just like last season, a couple plays with Dalton Schultz against the sideline, and then that last play that was just, I mean, all the Colts fans out there felt a little bit better about it since we had the worst play in NFL history. But just very, very disappointing effort from Dak in a huge moment like that.
Darius Butler joining us. What about that last play? What went through your mind when you saw Zeke Elliott lined up at center on that last play?
Jim, you know, I was actually excited. I was excited. I'm like, okay, let's see what Kellen Moore, what Big Mike has dialed up for this situation. You hated that they were even in that situation. I wanted to see the Hail Mary, you know, but Schultz, you know, kind of had a blank moment there on the sideline, not getting that second foot in. But having Zeke at the center position, I assumed he would be a pitch back guy at some point in the play, but nothing got a chance to develop. Good snap, you know, good shotgun snap from Zeke, but then he just got destroyed, got put in Dak's lap. Dak made a quick throw to Turpin. He just got smacked as well. So a terrible, very anti-climactic way to end their season. I hope that's not the last play we see Zeke in the Cowboys uniform. But I was actually excited going into that play, and then I let down, just like I'm sure all of Cowboys Nation was, with how it all ended.
Not me, Darius. I've watched it 100 times, and it gets better and better and better. Darius Butler joining us. You know, to your point, though, on a serious note, like, where does that leave them? You mentioned that if that's his last play, you'd hate to see Zeke, who is a great Cowboy, go out that way. But when you look at their situation, they've got cap issues. They've got some free agent decisions they have to make. They could lose one or both of their coordinators. Like, where does this leave them? And if you're Jerry Jones, what do you do?
I mean, there's a lot of questions there, like not enough answers right now, obviously. You know, they got to digest everything after the season. You know, Sean Payton has been connected to that place, you know, since he stepped away from the New Orleans job. Jerry has came out and said Mike is good as far as his job goes. We shall see. What's that?
I didn't say anything. You're good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you came in. But, yeah, so we shall see.
Darius, I never interrupt you, dude. You know this.
No, I thought I heard something on my end, but that's my fault. But, yeah, there's a lot of questions there, man. You know, Pollard, obviously, he had a great, great season. You expected him to extend him, but he ended his season with an injury, a nasty injury as well, with that broken bone. So it's tough, man. Kellen will still be there. I think Dan is even going to come back. Dan Quinn on the other side of that ball. And the defense, like I said, they showed up. They held their own this season. Just offensively, so many questions outside of, you know, CeeDee Lamb, Tony Pollard, and Dalton Schultz this year.
Darius Butler joining us, creator and host of the Everything DB Show. You can see that on YouTube, co-host of the Man to Man Pod as well. So, Darius, moving on, credit to the Bengals. I mean, I'm not surprised they won, but I am surprised that they went into the Bills' house and just flat out curb stomp these guys. Like, how does Buffalo get that outclassed, that outplayed, that outcoached, and that outprepared in their house, in those elements, in what was supposed to be their season?
Man, special performance by the Bengals, the staff, the players. But, you know, the Bills, you know, there's still humans out there. And that Bills organization, much like, obviously, different things, but much like the Raiders team last year, dealt with a lot of things off the field. You know, obviously the Bills, you know, the shooting they had out there, Dawson Knox losing his brother, and then the DeMar Hamlin situation. They dealt with a lot, and that can take a toll on you emotionally outside of the football game. But between those white lines, they were just out-executed, out-played. Cincinnati came up there. And surprisingly, I know the defense should get a lot of love with Luana Romo, as they should, Joe Burrow as well. But that offensive line, which came in with some backup, was banged up. Joe Mixon, P. Ryan, that offensive line was able to run the ball better than I've seen them be able to run most of this year. So I'm sure that the Buffalo Bills are disappointed about that, and they're disappointed with their lackluster effort on offense as well. But the Bengals, man, the Bengals and Joe Burrow are obviously the real deal, and they've kind of been overlooked. And now we got a great AFC Championship matchup once again between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
I'll tell you what, you can't overlook them anymore if they have been. And to your point, I could not believe how well the Bengals ran the football. I could not believe. I understand that the elements were a concern, but I don't know how that Buffalo D-line could not take advantage of what was left of that Cincinnati offensive line, but credit to the Bengals for sure.
Yeah.
What about, Darius, what about Patrick Mahomes? Like, we know how gifted he is across the board as a thrower of the football, athletically. We know how smart this guy is, but how much did he show you in terms of grit and toughness in his initial refusal to come out of that game? Because seeing that injury, man, that looked horrible. And the fact that he wouldn't even go in for the x-ray until they made him, and he came back and he finished, how much did he show you in terms of grit and toughness?
I mean, a ton. And, you know, a lot of times, obviously, the quarterbacks are protected and you call them soft and this and that. But that is one of the toughest positions, obviously, to play, the most important position on the field. And he showed what he was made of. You've seen him play through injuries before. But when he went down, when he initially got sacked, like, oh, we all knew that was bad, whether you ever played a sport or not. So for him to go up there, get it taped up, be forced to the locker room, which that was good on the team's behalf. You know, go out there, check it out, get some x-rays, get some scans, make sure there's no major damage, and then let him come out there and finish the game. And, you know, he obviously, as expected, struggled a little bit with his accuracy in the second half. Obviously, he can't extend those plays like we're used to him doing. So that'll be a challenge going against this Cincinnati Bengals defense next week. But he showed guts, and I think every player, every fan, every coach that watched that, you know, you really saw what Mahomes is made of.
Darius Butler joining us. Darius, knowing that injury the way you do a high ankle sprain, if you had to guess, like, how do you think this week goes? How much progress can he make between now and the game? And then if he does play, what do you expect from him?
I mean, it's really going to be about pain management. And if he was playing almost any other position, I would be doubtful that he would even be able to get out there and play. But at the quarterback position, you know, now he just has to, okay, we got to be more of a quick game. We got to have more screens involved. Obviously, we got to lean on our running attack a little more, because so much of what Mahomes does is kind of after those initial reads where he has his magical way of extending plays and getting the ball downfield to someone. So now he's going to be limited in that regard. But this week is going to be all about pain management. See if you can get at least one day of preparation, because this is a tough defense that they're playing against, a well-coached defense. And a defense that throws a lot of different things at you. And even last year, you saw the adjustments that Luana Romo was able to make when you were trying to stop Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Now it's going to be all about taking Kelce out of that game plan early and then making one of these other guys beat you. So it's going to be tough, especially without 15 being able to move. But he'll be out there. And I mean, Patrick Mahomes at 60, 65%, 70% is better than most quarterbacks in this league right now. So I still expect a special showdown.
I agree, dude. Like, nothing wrong with his head, nothing wrong with his heart, nothing wrong with his arm. I'm talking to Darius Butler. Darius, you mentioned the Colts. You played six seasons there. Jim Irsay, frankly, dude, he has been fire. He has been fire of late. Like, much like Jerry Jones, I hit my knees every single night, and I'm thankful for this cat, for all the material he's given us to talk about. I mean, there's nobody like Irsay. What was he like when you were there? Did you get very much one-on-one time with him when you were there?
He's always been passionate, unbelievable heart when it comes to, you know, taking care of his guys in that locker room and taking care of the community. And he's one of the more entertaining team owners out there. Just a special guy all around. You know, I love Jim. Most of the guys that have played for him would have that same sentiment. And obviously he does things differently. You know, he's been around the game a long, long time, and he'll tell you about the days he's been a ball boy or playing at SMU or doing all being a general manager and then obviously being an owner now. But Jim, it's never going to be too many boring, quiet times around Jim. So he's been a great guy. and obviously a great team owner for a long time. He's got a lot of decisions upcoming to make. You know, a lot of people had a lot of questions with the Jeff Saturday hire. They've been interviewing a ton of great candidates. So hopefully we pick the right guy down there in Indy.
Darius, do you think really quickly, do you think that he really is giving serious consideration to giving Saturday that job full time, or do you think he's moved beyond and just hasn't said so publicly?
I think he's for sure getting serious consideration, because speaking to some guys in that locker room, you know, not only players, but people that around the building, you know, training staff, equipment people, everybody that's been around that building for decades. You know, Jeff Saturday came in there and he demanded respect, obviously, and he did some things as far as that culture to turn them and have them trending in the right direction. Even though that didn't show on the field when it comes to wins and losses, I think Jeff Saturday is definitely getting a real look.
Darius Butler played 9 years in the NFL. He is pushing a ton of content. He is everywhere. He is the creator and host of the Everything DB show on YouTube. You got to watch that. Co-host of the Man to Man pod, and that's just a couple of things he does. Darius, appreciate you so much. Great to have you back, and thank you very much for making time for us, as always.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Continue crushing it.
You too. You too. Darius Butler. I love the way he's approached content and his shows and the way he shows up for everything the way he does.